is 7:30.
This conference will now be recorded.
There we go. Thanks, Emily. Okay. It is 7:30. I'll call the Tuesday, October 13, 2020 meeting of the Conoco Circle Commission to order. First order of business, public hearing on the advisory application from the town regarding the picnic tables. This is application 20.07. We have Bob Martin and Glenn Cassano on board. Take it away, guys. Looks like it's a pretty straightforward application.
Yeah, I'll start. excuse me. Basically, what this amounts to is we received funding from Canyon Main Street, Inc. in the form of $2,000, which was very, very gracious of them to consider purchasing two octagonal picnic tables. Now, I know I've been here a couple months ago talking about tables, and we were going to do a rectangular table. We were going to put a bluestone base where the tables were going to sit on the bases, and, you know, that kind of went by the wayside when Neil and I saw how much people were really enjoying this town green area. They were just laying out on the grass, laying down blankets, bringing lawn chairs. They were, it didn't seem to make sense to go ahead and do what we had thought we were going to do to begin with. So we kind of left it alone. So that being said, Kent Main Street Inc. felt that there should be some kind of higher quality seating on the stage that could be moved off the stage when they were going to do concerts or, you know, might have a performer there. So this is what they came up with. They gave us a couple thousand dollars with which to do it. And these are the tables that they felt would kind of fit in with that stage setting. They're small enough that we could put two of them on the stage. They could be moved off. They're not so heavy as, you know, the 8-foot tables were. So what they're asking for and what the town's asking for is for you to consider two 46-inch octagonal green steel tables that have a kind of a vinyl coating on them so they don't rust. And that's pretty much where we're at. The Board of Selectmen has already, I think, accepted the funds. If I'm not mistaken, Bob, is that correct?
Yes, at the September 15th meeting, they accepted the donation.
Yeah, so that's kind of where we're at now, is we're coming to you to see what you all think about it and how you feel.
Let me see. Dave, have a hand here. Let me see if I get this right. I have to close the public hearing now, open it for discussion. Is that correct?
No. We can talk during the public hearing. We just can't vote during the public hearing. We have to close the public hearing and then vote.
Okay, got it. Okay, so discussion. I for one like the more squarish look of it. I think it's a very nice nice look, especially considering that the platform it's going to be on is also kind of squarish. Other commissioners, what
do
you think?
Are the chairs
yes.
connected to the table? Or it's fine.
Yes.
So moving
yes,
is going to be.
So the whole thing is one single unit.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yes, but they have nice flat frame legs on them, so there's nothing there to keep people from sliding from the edges inward.
I think this is a much better plan than the original one, although it wasn't in our purview, so I didn't mention it. But, you know, when they have a concert on that square or slab, as they call it, people sit on the lawn, and if there were permanent picnic tables there, people wouldn't be able to see. So I think this is a much better plan, and I'm very happy to vote yes on it.
Yeah. When the platform is being used, where would these go?
I'm guessing they may actually go on the grass area. I don't know if we want to block the sidewalk. I suppose the possibility exists that if we have a schedule of whatever is going to be taking place on the stage, We could, Bob, I guess I defer to you, but we could probably come and get them, take them away for the night and bring them back the next day.
How about you? In the parking lot?
I was thinking parking lot could be a good idea.
Yeah, it depends on which way they're playing. Normally the musicians play towards the parking lot. So I noticed they just had three concerts. The larger picnic tables that are made out of wood that aren't so nice, they actually moved them to the front side of the stage. There's a lot of room there on the sidewalk. You're right, people do like to kind of sit on the grass and listen to the music. We'd probably move these with the direction of whoever was running the concert. Most of the time they would probably want them left there so people could actually use them and listen to the music. But we would kind of work with whoever was using the stage. We probably will bring these tables in for the winter. They're pretty expensive, and we'll store them in our old horse barn, our old garage. We have some room in there, and try and keep them nice for quite a few years.
Bob, I think, actually, Glenn, I think when you started to talk, you were at the very beginning, you were cut off a little bit. It sounded like they have some kind of a coating on them to prevent rust or something. What is that?
Yeah, so what they are is they're galvanized steel, but over the galvanization is a thermoplastic. It's a thick kind of a smooth coating, if you will, that will protect the steel and keep it from, possibly rusting. And like Bob says, if we take care of these tables, they're going to last a long time.
Isn't that almost just like a rubbery type of feel to it?
Yeah, it's kind
exactly.
of smooth. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
It also helps to dissipate the heat in the direct sunlight, also, this compound. So they're nice tables.
Will the other tables that are out there now stay there, or are these replacing them?
I don't think we're going to have enough room to keep the large picnic tables on the stage. It's something that we could probably store, and if we need them for a larger event, bring them back in.
I'm just wondering, I think these tables are nice. I don't know that they're accessible to everyone. I think if you had a rectangle table, someone could maybe, in a wheelchair, could come up to the end of it and sit. I guess my one thing with these is there's no way to do that. And that's maybe not our purview, but just maybe something to think about.
You think a wheelchair would fit in the corner where the two benches come together? There's like a squared off opening. In other words, a person would sit catacorner to the corner of the table. Is there room there for that?
Kind of hard to say without a list of all the dimensions here in front of me, which I don't have. But and not knowing how wide a wheelchair is actually. But then again, you would be kind of kitty cornered rather than square with the tabletop. So even if a wheelchair would fit in there, I'm not so sure that's probably the best setup.
Might not reach the table. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It looks to me that you could bring a wheelchair kind of up to it, but not all the way in, obviously, because there'd be nowhere to put the feet. But it would be possible if there was a group that had someone in a wheelchair, they could kind of in there. But that, again, that's outside our purview as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I won't have no problem with that. I think it's nice recommendation. I like it. Anybody else? Okay. Any other discussion? Then I'm going to close the public hearing and begin a motion as proposed.
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
All right. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Okay. Good to go. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
No,
Good night.
Yeah.
Okay, it should be a relatively quick meeting. We just now have the minutes to go through. Is there any corrections or modifications? I didn't find any. It didn't seem perfect. Nope. Hearing none, do I hear a motion to approve the minutes as written?
So moved.
A second?
Second.
Okay. Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, minutes are approved. All right, everybody a schedule of the meetings for next year. I need to submit that to Linda before the end of the year. I wanted to send it by you in case there were any conflicts or anything that you could see. I tried to. I don't think there were any, but I just wanted you to see it before I sent it to her as the official calendar. Anybody have any issues with any of the dates on there?
No.
Okay. We don't need to move on this. I just wanted to get your feedback, make sure there weren't any problems. So I'm going to submit that to Linda. That'll be our schedule. Okay. Old business and project updates. I'm going to contact Renee again regarding those two outstanding items, the 22 North Street, and what was the other one? I can't remember what the other one was. Oh, the porch that was supposed to have been replaced as is. We wanted to be more there. I haven't heard anything on that, so I want to make sure that Renee continues to follow up and try to get that information. Any other old business? Anything on the X Factory, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, any new business? Oh, it's a quick meeting, isn't it? so that you know, next month, there's a possibility that we may have up to three different applications to review. I've gotten a heads up from Vito that the Valley House is looking possibly to put the rail on the front steps, kind of like what they've done on the back steps. The museum wants to put a sign on an elm tree in the front yard to recognize William Jurgen. And there's the whole AT&T antenna situation, which eventually is going to result in an advisory application. I don't think they've got all the details to Neil yet to do that, but that those are likely to come up by next month. Okay, any other new business? Okay, hearing none. This is incredible. Do I hear a motion to adjourn at 7:50?
So moved.
And a second. I do hear it would be on top of it. So, and a second, please.
Second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And we are done. Thanks, folks. It's been a
thank you, sir. Thanks, everybody. Thanks.
All right, good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
I'm also